You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. If you have not dialed in yet at 217-244-9455 on this Wednesday afternoon, now is the time to do it because it's the right thing to do. Again, 217-244-9455. Let's check now the weather forecast. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated is on the phone line today. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks so much for taking the time with us. It's cold out, I think, this morning when I rode my motorcycle in, and when I went across campus at the noon hour for lunch, and it seemed like it got colder even then. Tell me about the weather forecast, please.
Yeah, absolutely. It is getting cooler, and the cloud cover is not helping any at all. When you get this time of the year and we start changing air masses like this and you get the cloudiness around, the winds start blowing, and we're all, of course, acclimated to much warmer weather. It is a real chill out there. And temperatures at the top of this hour mostly running in the 50s across the parts of the Midwest, even some 40s out off to the northwest. So the forecast here is going to continue to keep the cool air around now for a while. We are not going to see a tremendous volume of precipitation, but we will have a risk of showers on a near daily basis as we move forward through the end of the week and into the weekend. The situation is basically the cool air is coming in and chilling the atmosphere and squeezing moisture out. As each new round of cooler air arrives, it just condenses a little bit more moisture. So we're not looking at a major storm system here, but we will have two or three little disturbances between now and Sunday that will wander across the region and produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe a couple tenths of an inch of moisture. But really, to be honest with you, I don't think we're going to see much in the way of real significant precipitation until maybe on Saturday into Sunday. At that point in time, we'll probably see a small disturbance that'll produce upwards to a quarter of an inch of rain in a couple spots. The bottom line, unfortunately, though, from a harvest perspective, especially from a soybean perspective, is that there's still just enough moisture out there to interfere with field work periodically. And so that's the biggest concern right now. It just takes a little bit of moisture to cause a problem with those harvesters. So we may not see as much aggressive harvest progress over these next several days as we've seen in the past, but progress will still be made.
Will nighttime lows be low enough to end the growing season for some plants?
In the upper parts of the Midwest, yes, but the lower Midwest, no. Most of the freezes will occur this weekend. It will be fairly significant. It will be in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe down into parts of Iowa. There's a small chance we could get a stronger storm system to evolve as we get into the weekend. And if that happens, we'll pull some of that cold air just a little further south. But it won't get into the heart of Illinois, most likely, and it will probably stay out of most of the eastern portions of the Midwest in general. But certainly in the northwestern and west central parts of the Corn Belt, we do see the potential for low temperatures in the 20s and 30s.
How do you see the sowing season setting up for the hard red and soft red winter wheat, both in the Midwest and in the Great Plains states?
Well, I think we're progressing fairly well in hard red winter wheat country. They had a couple of decent rain events earlier in the season. So field progress is working along okay. Now, there are some pockets out there that are a little bit on the dry side, and that will be continued to be closely monitored. There's not going to be a lot of follow-up precipitation out there for a little while. So some of those drier pockets may become an issue, and some people will talk about it. But I think in general, we're doing all right out there. For the soft wheat crop in the Midwest, of course, the biggest issue is getting the summer crops out of the field so we can get all of the planting done instead of just some of it. And until we can get some of these beans out of the fields and move on into corn harvesting, we're probably going to see slow progress made in some of the wheat country. Now, with that said, the weather itself will probably be favorable for planting when we do get to that point. It looks like there won't be big storm systems for a while, but the coolness is a concern. And if we chill down the soil too much, of course, the crop will not be as well established as it needs to be before we reach the dormancy period later in the season.
And finally, a quick word on springtime in South America.
Brazil seeing a very good mix of rain and sunshine right now and will continue to do so over the next 2 weeks. So they will see aggressive planting and a good established crop as we move forward. Argentina, unfortunately, is still struggling with dryness, at least from their perspective. It's unfortunate that the situation there is going to be one that will continue to offer some showers periodically, but it does not look like there's going to be enough rain to soak down the subsoil, which is still very short of moisture in some of the west central and northwestern parts of that country. So a need for greater rain will definitely be with us through the end of this month and into early November.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, Drew.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Dial those numbers now, 217-244-9455. In support of agriculture, make sure you tell the operator that you are calling in support of agriculture at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Have a safe afternoon.